Is anyone here? Would anyone here like to have the mercy of Lord Nityananda? So he's showing us how to get that mercy. Hari,
Hari!
By chanting the names of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And he's crying. I'm chanting for so many years, but when is Lord Nityananda going to be merciful? I can fool all of you, I'm dressed in a very nice devotee, but he knows what's inside
my heart.
Sansara bhasana mora. When will those desires in my heart go away? All those material desires which are causing me so much pain. I'll become a beggar. I'll go to Vrindavan. And I'll go to the streets of Vrindavan and I'll beg. When will that day come when I'll actually be able to see Radha Kund and Shama
Kund?
Then he says something a little tricky. Little tricky has a hidden meaning. When will I be able to go to the place known as Vamsivat and attain in shade of the tree there? Huh? Or all my material desires be pulled down?
Mm-hmm.
When will I be able to go to the place known as Vamsivat?
Mm-hmm.
And there, in the shade of that tree, All the burning desires in my heart will be cooled down.
Ir pagaliau ten atvėsti šitie degantys troškimai mano širdyje.
There's another meaning hidden in the psalm.
Ir čia gesmė yra pasakyta dar vienas paprasmė.
He's very cleverly inserted the name of his Guru Maharaj.
Ir čia labai taip gudriai yra įpintas Guru Maharaj vardas.
Haha Prabhu Korodoya Deho Mori Pada Chaya. As we pray every day to Srila Prabhupada, please give us the shade of your lotus feet. So he's praying and may I have the shade of that Vamsivat, the tree of my
Gurudeva.
Chaya Gya Jivana Jira, and he'll give some relief to my life. And then he's praying, Kavi Govardhana Muli Bharagati. When will I go to the bank of Govardhan Hill and roll in the dust? Maya moha purusha deha kaliva acharya. When will I give up this mayak body? This illusory body. Which is what? Maya moha purusha deha. Thinking that I'm a man. And then, when will I get the body of a lady and become an assistant to the gopis? Shirupa Manjari Sakya Ashraya Laiva. When will I get shelter of Rupa Manjari? When will I be able to render service to the divine couple standing next to her?
Ir tada aš galėsiu tarnauti tai dieviškai porai, kurie yra šalia jos.
O fanin with chamara fan.
Ir atvaduosiu tu chamara.
Eka asene jubala kishura basa iba. I'll give them one throne and I'll give them one garden to the divine couple.
Ir tada aš galėsiu steikti.
Because I want to see Radha and Krishna together.
Ir jiems vieną sostą ir vienus drabužius, nes aš noriu matyti kartu.
In a very clever way also he's indicating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who's a combined form of Radha and Krishna. Then I'll really become a beggar. Kanglaya Braja Gya Kabila Bhamida. Then I'll wander around in that Nitya Vrindavan. That eternal Vrindavan.
Kada aš pateksiu tą amžinąjį vandalą.
Gari gari maru kari vikya magi kava. I'll beg from door to door.
Ir aš tada prašyti išmaldą, tai damas nuo vienų durų prie kitų.
And what I get will be the substance for my life.
Ir tai, ką aš gausiu, tai palaikyt mano gyvenimą.
Indirectly he's saying, I want to beg the love from the bridge bosses.
Ir taip netiesiai netako, kad aš nuėsiu maldausiu
Prima Das is sighing, a very hot sigh, he's crying. Prima Das, a kohikava, hena bhagya, but when is this going to happen to me? When will that day come? Goranga balite mora, papa krana jave. And I call out the name of Goranga. And I give up this sinful body.
Ir tada šaukdamas Goranga vardą, aš palikti šitą nuodėmingą kūną.
So, many people in this world, they're religious.
Taigi daugelis žmonių šiame pasaulyje yra religingi.
But being religious is not enough to get the mercy of Krishna.
Bet būti religingu to nepakanka, ar yra tik Krishnos malonė.
There's so many people formally going to church and going to the temple and the mosque.
Yra daug žmonių, kurie formaliai lanko bažnyčias, šventyklas, mečetės.
It's my religion.
What
can I do? My mother was a devotee. I had no choice. But that's not what Krishna's looking for.
But we are looking for Krishna, not for.
Nor is that the beginning of our spiritual life. The Vedic literature describes that this is not our first birth. We've been going through millions and millions of births since before time began. We've been through the births of animals, through the births of demigods. Sometimes we've gone to heaven and sometimes we've gone to hell. Sometimes we come here on the spirit plane. Jagadananda Pandit describes this in a very beautiful way in his book, Prema Vivarta. And what I'll do is I'll sing a line, and after I sing a line, you can all respond to this and chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Roaming about this material universe. Taking one birth after another. And suffering so badly in each birth. Not understanding who I am. If by chance the jiva, the living entity, comes in contact with a devotee, then at that time he has a good fortune. Good fortune arises. And the devotees, they tell him, hey, Baba, you're not that body, you're a spirit soul. And then after that, Jagadananda Pandit describes. When we hear about this, then we don't want to be entangled in the material universe anymore. And then at that time, the living entity begins to lament. Hoi, hoi, why have I served this material energy so long? Are you crying like that? No. But you heard Srimad Bhagavatam class, right? You read Prabhupada's Gita?
Yes.
So why aren't you crying? Maybe you should ask for your money back. Your book. Why is it, after so many years, we've been hearing for so long, but this hasn't come to us?
Jagadananda
Pandit is describing the actual beginning of spiritual life. I think he has some religion. He's a very religious person. And he's chanting and doing what he's supposed to do. But it's not yet coming from the heart. So, why is it? Jagannanda Pandit saying here that after hearing from the devotees, hearing about our position, who we are, then this thing comes in our heart. I don't want Maya anymore.
Когда мы отъездим, если что изменяется, и когда проведем, ну, где-то сталкиваем проверка, когда вы все-таки поступили, вы же что не вынули.
Кабуджи, do you want Maya anymore?
Пропустили замолить Maya только.
You don't want Maya?
No,
no more. You've had enough. He's very nice, you should listen to him. So why is it that so many of us, we've heard something, but this is not happening? Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Sunilena Sunakana. You're hearing, but you're not hearing. It's going in one ear and coming out the other. Just some wind passing through the ears. Once there was a king. Someone one day brought him a skull of some human being they'd found. A human skull. And the king then, he called for all his very wise ministers. I'm giving all of you a lot of money. So I want to know, was this person who had this skull, this head, was he a wise person or was he a fool? And if you can't give me a good answer, I'm going to cut off your heads. So the ministers were quiet, didn't know what to say. Finally, one of them said, I can answer the question. Please give me a long piece of straw. He brought him a piece of straw. He inserted the piece of straw in one ear of the skull, and he pushed, and it came out the other side. He was a murka, a fool. So Sunilena Sunakama, we're hearing but not hearing. Well, who can say then, what does it really mean to hear? If you take notes like Prabhuji, does that mean that you'll hear properly? Why are you taking notes? What does it mean to hear properly? It's a very important question. Why is it we've been hearing for so long and it doesn't seem to be working right? Jiva Goswami, he says, you have to have Shravana Adhikar, qualification to hear. That qualification is of three parts. Paripatena, pariprasnena, sevaya. You have to surrender. When you hear something, it's not enough just to take notes like Prabhuji's doing. But we have to do it. We have to adopt it in our life. And pariprashna, we have to ask questions. Sometimes we have some doubt. But we don't reveal it. We don't reveal our doubts. Because we're duplicitous. Because if we reveal our doubt, we might even get a good answer. Our doubt is our friend, and we like to sleep with him. So, so we have to be sincere and speak from our heart. We have some doubt. And we should render service. We should serve the message that we hear. If we do these three things, then very quickly, whatever we hear will act upon us. So roaming about one universe after another in countless types of bodies, one after another, the living entity, by good fortune, finally comes in contact with the devotee. Hearing from the devotee that you're not that body, you're a soul. Then the devotee begins to cry. This is the demarcation line that divides religion and real spiritual life. I'm coming to the temple, praying to Gaudiya. Please give me a red bicycle. And a pretty girlfriend or a handsome boyfriend. That's not the beginning of our spiritual life. The spiritual life begins when we cry out to Krishna. Oh hey Krishna, Amitabha Das. Oh Krishna, now I understand who I am. I'm your servant.
Oh Krishna, I should be able to plan to get this for a
Tomara Charanachari, please give me shade at your lotus feet. Having left that shade, my life has become destroyed. When Krishna hears the living enemy is crying for him, responds very quickly. Krishna, Hare, Chaitanya Sansar. Krishna is so kind.
Krishna era tão malamindo.
That if anyone genuinely from their heart cries out to Krishna.
Yet
immediately to release that person from material entanglement. And when that living entity gives up Maya and he begins to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Crying and crying in this way to Krishna. And Krishna, he gives that living entity strength.
It
doesn't mean like weightlifting. He gives us spiritual strength by which we can withstand life. But we don't want to cry. Why not? We have something better on our
mind.
Kunti Devi, she describes. Janmaishwarya Chutasri Devi Edamana Mudapumana Naivahatya Vidatunga Pamakim Chumagocha. Krishna, I'm so bad. I'm not crying for you. Because there's a few things that are getting in my way. Krishna says, what is that?
He
says, well, the first thing is that I was born as a princess. Would any of the ladies here not like to be born as a princess? Doesn't sound too bad, does it? She said, this is very bad. Second thing is, I have too much money. Raise your hand, please. Like, how many devotees here have too much money? The Kunti Devi, she says, this is a problem. I have just too much opulence.
But Kunti Devi found the problem.
And I have too much education. That's the next one. How many of us here feel like you have too much education? Usually everyone's hankering, how can I go to the university? I want to go to college. The Kunti Devi is saying, no, no, this is very bad. And what's the last thing, my biggest problem? I'm too beautiful. Let's be honest. How many ladies here would not like to be beautiful? Be simple. Raise your hand. Would you not like to be beautiful? So what's Kunti's problem? She's saying that these are the things that keep me from crying. I'm so absorbed in my big position, in my imagined position. There's no need to cry. Don't you know who I am? I've been a devotee for 15 years. I'm the temple president. I am in charge of Sankirtan. I don't have to cry. I'm the biggest book distributor. When we think like that, we can't cry out to Krishna. Only those devotees who are coming and praying to Mahaprabhu. Why should I be merciful to you? Do you have a big education?
No.
Do you have a nice birth?
No.
Do you have lots of money?
No, I don't have that either.
Are you very beautiful and handsome?
No, I don't even have that.
I am very, very fallen. I don't have anything. When we really feel, I don't have anything. That's when we really have something. And prior to that, we really don't have anything. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavatam. The real wealth is Bhakti Yoga. The real wealth is devotion. What is that? Bhakti Ehi Krishna Nama. Bhakti is Krishna's name. Smiling, krandana, chanting Krishna's name, and crying. And one who chants like that is really chanting. They say Krishna Nama merely. Someone who cries when they chant Krishna's name, that person is really chanting Krishna's name. Guruji, do you cry when you chant Krishna's name? No, you're not really chanting. Putting your fingers in the beads and making some noise. So he says that someone who cries when they chant Krishna's name, they're really chanting. That's the real wealth. They actually have something. And Dhanikuli Kichunahi Krishnanabhaji. That person who's not crying when he's chanting Krishna's name. He may have so much money and a big family, but actually he has nothing.
Can I tell you a story?
This is a story about one king of Puri. His name was Ramachandra Dev. He ruled in Orissa from 1727 to
1786.
During that time, the Muslims were attacking Puri. And Ramachandra Dev was fighting against them to protect the temple of Lord Jagannath.
Ir karalius kovojo su jais, kad apsaugoti gyvenantį šventyklą.
And the Muslim who was attacking, he was the subadar, or the governor, the Muslim governor of Orissa. He was the subadar. You're torturing her for me. That was a very good one, did you think?
Taigi ir tasai gubernatorius, tasai musulmanas, kuris užpuolė, buvo gubernatorius.
And that subadar, his name was Taki Khan.
Jo vardas buvo Taki Khan.
So they fought a number of battles.
Jie kovojo kelis mūšius.
And then one day Taki Khan, he came to see Ramachandra Dev.
Ir vieną dieną tas Taki Khanas atėjo pasimatyti su...
Said, Maharaj, we should stop all this fighting.
Su karaliumi pasakė, nu, Maharaja, gal sustojom čia tas kautynė.
Let's be friends.
Būnam draugai.
Ramachandra Dev was a little simple.
Ramachandra Devas buvo paprastas žmogus.
Oh, that sounds very good.
Ir pasakė, gerai, tu čia kalbi.
But it was a trick.
Bet buvo apgaulė.
And Taki Khan captured him and put him in prison.
Ir Taki Khanas pagrobė jį ir pasodino į kalėjimą.
He kept him in prison for 13 months and 15 days.
Ir ten laikė 30 mėnesių ir 15 dienų.
In a place called the Bharabati Fort in Cuttack, I guess.
Ir tokioje vietoje Orisoje.
And after that long time, Ramachandra Dev, he was so worried what's going to happen at the Jagannath temple, what's going to happen to Lord Jagannath.
Laiko einant, Ramachandra Devas pradėjo pergyventi, kas bus su šventykla, su Jagannatha šventykla.
Taki Khan, when they told him, he said, look, Maharaj, become a Muslim and I'll let you go.
Ir tada musulmonų gubernatorius pasakė, tu tap, klausyk karaliau, tap musulmonų ir aš tave paleisiu.
Give up your Hindu religion and become a nice Muslim.
Atmesk tą savo hinduistinę religiją ir tap musulmonų.
And if you do that, then I'll make you the mullik, the person in charge of the Jagannath temple.
Ir jeigu tai padarysi, tai aš tave padarysiu maliku arba to, kuris rūpinasi Jagannatha šventykla pagrindinį.
Otherwise you're going to rot here in prison.
O jeigu ne, tai tu čia pūsi iš tam kalėjimą.
Taki Khan was very intelligent.
Taki Khanas buvo gan išmintingas.
He understood that if we have Ramachandra Dev as our man, then it'll be very easy to control all the people in Orissa.
Jis suprato, kad jeigu Ramachandra Devas bus jų žmogus, tai labai lengvai jo galės kontroliuoti visus Orissos gyventojus.
But Ramachandra Dev, he couldn't tolerate, how can I do that?
Bet Ramachandra Devas negalėjo pakelti net tokios minties, kaip čia aš taip galiu pasielgti.
How can I give up worshiping my Lord?
Kaip aš dabar savo viešpatį nustosiu garbinti?
I can't do it.
Negaliu taip.
But then he was thinking, but if I don't do it, what's going to happen to Lord Jagannath in the temple?
Bet iš kitos pusės pagalvo, jeigu aš nepatirsiu taip, tai kad atsitiks Jagannath į šventykloje?
So finally, he told Taki Khan, okay, I'll do it.
Ir geriausiai jis taip pat sutiko su Taki Khano pasiūlymu.
So Taki Khan made him marry a Muslim girl.
Taigi Taki Khanas apvesdino jį už musulmonės moters.
And he told Ramachandra Dev, that's not your name anymore.
Ir pasakė Ramachandra Devui, kad jau jo vardas bus kitoks.
That will give you a very good, nice Muslim name.
Duosiu dabar aš tau gerą musulmonišką
vardą. Hafir Kadir. Hafir Kadir, very good Muslim name.
Hafir
Kad
labai geras musulmoniškas vardas.
So Ramachandra Dev, he was
released
from prison. He went back to his palace to see his wives.
Ir grįžo į savo pilį, kad pasisakyti su žmonom.
He had many beautiful wives.
Turėjo daug gražių žmonių.
But when his wives saw him come in dressed as a Muslim,
ir dar kai tik žmonės pamatė, kad jis apsirengęs musulmoniškai.
And they heard that he had accepted becoming a Muslim, giving up being a Hindu.
Ir kai išgirdo, kad jis sutiko pats tapti musulmonu ir atmesti hinduizmą.
All those very proud country ladies, they became disgusted and left him.
Visos tos išdidžios kšatriškos, moteriškos pasišlykštėjo jo ir paliko iš karto.
They took his children and they went back to their fathers.
pasiėmė savo vaikus ir grįžo gyventi pas tėvus.
So you can imagine this is rather depression thing.
Galite įsivaizduoti kokia depresyvi situacija.
But Ramachandradevi thought anyway, whether externally I become a Muslim or not, it doesn't matter. Lord Jagannath, He's the Lord of my life.
Bet Ramachandradevas galvojo savyje, kad koks skirtumas aš išoriškai musulmonas ar ne, vis tiek Jagannathai yra mano gyvenimo pagrindas.
Mat Pranamitas, tu sei Ivanakra, He's the Lord of my life and no one else.
Jis vis tiek mano gyvenimo širdies viešpats, o niekas kitas.
So he went to Puri to have darshan of Lord Jagannath.
Ir jis nuvyko į Puri, kad susitiktų su Jagannatha.
But when he got there, the pandas wouldn't let him in the temple.
Bet kai jis ten nuvyko, pandita jo jau nebeleido išimtyti.
Ha! Get out!
Stop, dink iš ten!
Probation is saying, entrance forbidden.
Įėjimas uždrausta.
You become a Muslim.
Tapai musulmonu.
No, I'm the king of Puri.
Jis sako, ten ne aš. Būrio
karalius. Jagannath's my
lord. Please let me in.
Sorry, Maharaj, you married a Muslim girl. You can't come in.
Atleisk, Maharaja, tu jau apsivedi už musulmonės ir net kas neįleis.
Ramachandradeva had made the greatest sacrifice in his life.
Ramachandradeva padarė patį didžiausią auką savo gyvenime.
But what was the result?
Ir koks to rezultatas?
Everyone hated him.
Visi pradėjo jo nekęsti.
It's very bad.
Tai labai blogai.
Why do you want to worship Krishna if that happens to you?
Kodėl gali žmogus norėti garbinti Krishna, jeigu jam taip atsitiktų?
It's not good to worship Krishna.
Nėra gerai taip būti garbinti Krishna.
Krishna says, Yashyaham anubhyami parishyaitak dhanam shanai. Do you know what? He says if he's really merciful to someone, what he does?
Ar žinot, Krishna sako, kad jeigu jis tikrai kažkam yra malonybės, ar žinot, ką jis padaro su tokiu žmogu?
He's really merciful to someone and he takes away everything they have.
Jeigu jis tikrai kažką maladingas, jis atima viską, ką tas žmogelis dar turi.
Ramachandradeva lost everything.
Ir Ramachandradevas viską prarado.
He made such a great sacrifice and the only result was everyone hated him.
Jis tai tokia didžia auka atliko pasiaukojimą, bet koks to rezultatas visi pradėjo nekęsti.
Everyone except the Lord Jagannath.
Visi išskyrus vieną kaip Jagannath.
Barred from going to the temple, Ramachandradeva started going every night.
Ir Ramachandradevas pradėjo kiekvieną naktį keliauti prie šventyklos.
He couldn't go inside the temple, it was locked.
Į vidų jis negalėjo įeiti, nes buvo užrakinta.
So he just stood outside the temple by himself.
Jis tiesiog stovėjo prie šventyklos pats jau vien.
He cried.
Ir verkė.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Night after night, he was going there, no one saw him.
Naktis po nakties jis ten keliavo, niekas jo nematė.
He was just crying, Jagannath, what can I do?
Ir jis tiesiog verkė, o Jagannath, ką aš galiu padaryti?
One night, it was just too much for Ramachandradeva, and he fell on the ground and just began sobbing.
Ir vieną naktį jau jam buvo per daug, ir jis tiesiog pargriuvo ant grindų ir pradėjo šniaužyti.
Prabhuji will cry if he loses his wife.
Prabhuji verks, jeigu savo žmoną prarasti.
But Ramachandradeva, he lost all of his wives, not just one, but many of them.
Bet Ramachandradeva tiesiog prarado ne tik vieną, bet visas žmonas.
We'll cry if we lose our son or daughter.
Mes verksim iškart, jeigu prarasim dukrą arba sūnų.
But Ramachandradeva lost all of his children.
Bet Ramachandradeva visus vaikus prarado.
We'll cry if we lose our friends.
Verksim, jeigu prarasim draugus.
But Ramachandradeva's friends all rejected him and they hated him.
Bet jo visi draugai atmintė ir pradėjo nekęsti jo.
Well then at least I can go to the temple.
Bent jau gal iš šventyklą galėsiu nueiti.
He couldn't even go to the temple.
Bet net ir ten jau neįleido.
He had nowhere to go.
Niekur neturėjo kur bėgti.
But finally he just fell on the ground and began crying.
Ir galiausiai tiesiog nukrito ant grindinio ir pradėjo dar.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. was laying there, his face down, dirty in the street, and sobbing.
Ramachandra Deva ten gulėjo, jo veidas buvo paniręs į purvą ir jis kukčiojo.
Suddenly he heard some sound.
Ir jis išgirdo staiga kažkokį garsą.
Lifted his head to see what it was.
Pakėlęs galvą bandė pamatyti, kas tai.
And he saw there before him Lord Jagannath.
Ir jis pamatė ten prieš savo patį viešpatį Jagannatą.
Lord Jagannath told him, Ramachandra, you're my devotee.
Ir pažiūrėjate jam pasakė, o Ramachandra, tu man atsidavęs.
How can I give you up?
Kaip aš tavęs galiu atsisakyti?
Ramachandra cried, and the Lord disappeared.
Ramachandra verkė, verkė, viešpatį pradėjo.
The next morning when the priests, the pandas came to the temple, they unlocked the door and they found something very strange.
Ir kitą rytą, kai panditai atėjo atsidarė duris šventyklos, pamatė kai ką keisto.
There was a trail of flowers and garlands going from the altar to the gate of the temple.
Ir tam buvo visas kelias gėlių ir girliandų vedantis nuo vartų iki šventyklos.
No one could understand.
Niekas negalėjo suprasti kas čia.
And in the next morning they came and again it was there.
Kitą rytą atėjo ir jos tą patį pamatė.
Every day they started coming here, every day when they were coming they were finding these flowers.
Ir kiekvieną rytą jam atėjus jie vis randa tas gėles.
What's going on?
Ir kas čia vyksta?
Then one night, one of the priests had a dream and Jagannath came to him.
Ir tada vieną naktį vienam iš šventikų atėjo į sapną viešpats Jagannatha.
Said, I don't like the policy you have toward Ramachandra Dev.
Ir pasakė, man nepatinka politika, kurią jūs naudojat prieš Ramachandra Dev.
He's my dear devotee.
Mano brangus atsidarė.
I want to give my mercy to him.
Noriu jam duoti savo malonę.
So, Jagannath told him, you make a deity of me by the doorway.
Ir jis taip pasakė tam šventikui padaryti dievybę mano šalia durų.
And so they did that. This was about 300 years ago.
Ir jie ją padarė, tai maždaug buvo prieš 300 metų.
That deity is still there to this day.
Ir ta dievybė vis dar ten yra.
His name is Patit Pavan Jagannath.
Ir jos vardas Patita Pavan Jagannath.
Picture on the cover of a magazine.
Ir ten yra nuotrauka.
Wrote about this story and told many stories all about Patit Pavan, this issue.
Ir šiame žurnale mes apie šitą istoriją parašėme, dar kitų daug istorijų apie jį parašėme.
So this deity, he appeared for Lord Ramachandra.
Ir šitą deityje
King Ramachandra.
Atsirado, būtent apsireiškė dėl karaliaus Ramachandra Devas.
So Krishna will come when the devotee cries.
Ir Krishna jis tikrai ateis, kai atsidavęs verkia.
And Srila Prabhupada, he's described this in many different places.
Ir Srila Prabhupada aprašė tai daugybėje skirtingų vietų.
His first explanation of the Maha Mantra, which is to the newest people he was preaching to in the West.
Ir jo pirmasis Maha Mantras paaiškinimas visai naujiems žmonėms vakaruose buvo.
Prabhupada said, this chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and his internal energy hara.
Buvo toksai, jis pasakė, kad šitas kartojimas tai yra dvasinis šaukimas viešpatės ir jo vidinės energijos hara.
This is a chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother.
Jis pasakė, kad šitas kartojimas praktiškai nesiskiria nuo širdaus vaiko verksmo savo mamai.
In Nectar Devotion, Srila Prabhupada says, one should learn how to cry for the Lord.
Dievo nektare Prabhupada rašo, kad žmogus turi išmokti, kaip verkti viešpačiui šaukti.
One should learn this small technique.
Turi išmokti tokią nedidelę techniką.
And he should be very eager and actually cry.
Ir turi labai norėti ir iš tikrųjų verkti.
So, if we can do like that, then our spiritual life will really begin.
Ir jeigu mes tai galime daryti, galėtume, tai iš tikrųjų mūsų gyvenimas dvasinis prasidės.
That's when Krishna begins to take notice of it.
Ir būtent nuo tada Krishna pradeda jau atkreipti dėmesį į mus.
There's a nice song that we sometimes sing, written by Dilamangala Thakura.
Ir yra nuostabi daina parašyta Dilamangala Thakura, kurią mes
skaitėme. Draupadi was once dragged in front of the Kauravas.
Ir Draupadi vieną kartą, Draupadi buvo išvilta prieš visus Kauravas.
Extremely powerful warrior, Dushasana, started taking her cloth away.
Ir neapsakomai galingas karys Dushasana pradėjo ją prieš visus nurenginėti.
To strip Draupadi naked.
Bandydamas ją išnuoginti.
Draupadi was a very fiery lady, she was born from fire.
Ir ji buvo gana ugninga moteris, nes gimė iš ugnies.
And for some time she was trying to hold on to her sari.
Ir kurį laiką bandė pati savo sarį sulaikyti rankose, nepaleisti.
But at one point she realized, I'm not going to be able to do this.
Bet laikui šiek tiek praėjus, jis iškart suvokė, kad negalės išlaikyti.
So she started calling out, Ha Govinda, and she was still holding on to the sari.
Tada pradėjo iškėlus vieną ranką šaukti, ei, Govinda.
And things were getting worse.
O viskas tik dar blogiau pradėjo.
Christian didn't come.
Krishna visai neatėjo.
And this Dushasana was much more powerful than him.
O Dushasana buvo, aišku, daug galingesnis už ją.
Finally, Draupadi realized there's no hope.
Galiausiai Draupadi suvokė, kad vilties jau nėra.
The only hope I have is Krishna.
Ir kad vienintelė viltis, tai tik Krishna liko.
She let go of the sari.
Ir paleido sari.
She held both hands up.
Ir pakėlė abi rankas.
And she started crying.
Ir pradėjo verkti. Kuo daugiau jis tą sarį nuvilkinėjo, tuo daugiau jo buvo.
Because Krishna came.
Dėl to, kad Krishna atėjo.
He arrived there on the highway of Draupadi's tears.
Ir jis tenai atkeliavo Draupadi's ašarų greitkelį.
Later on, Krishna spoke about this.
Ir vėliau Krishna apie tai kalbėjo.
And he said,
Jau pasakė.
Vrinome tatvavidame vidayan nasarpati. Yad Govinde ki chukrosha Krishna mandurabhasana. When I was very far away from Draupadi,
kai aš buvau labai toli nuo Draupadi,
and she was in a very dangerous situation,
ir ji pateko į labai pavojingą situaciją,
she began to cry out to me.
Ji pradėjo verkti mane.
Ha Govinde. And crying and crying.
Oh Govinde, verki and verki.
Krishna said, I'm very indebted to her for that crime.
Ir dėl to verksmo šiai labai įsiskolinęs.
And he said, even to this very day, I've not been able to remove that debt that I have to her from my heart.
Ir net iki šios dienos aš nesugebėjau iš savo širdies tos skolos ištraukti.
Krishna tells Arjuna the Adi Purana.
Ir Krishna Arjunai sako atitran.
Gatvacha mama namani hrudandi mama sanidau Tesham aham balikrito nanyakrito janadanaha. Someone who chants my name and cries while chanting, that person purchases me.
Bet kas, kas kartoja mano vardus ir verkia, tai tas žmogus tiesiog nuperka mane.
There's no other price to purchase Krishna.
Ir kitokios, kitokiais pinigais, kitokia kaina neįmanoma jums įsipirkti.
Those are the people who really have Krishna.
Ir būtent tokie žmonės iš tikrųjų turi Krishna.
Krishna is not the property of any religion.
Krishna nėra jokios religijos nuosavybė.
You go to all the religions and everyone tries to tell you, yes, Krishna belongs here, God belongs to us.
Bet kurią religiją naikit ir ten jums aiškint, kad čia taip mūsų religija priklauso Dievui.
No. He says, I don't belong to any of them.
Jis pasako, kad aš nei viena iš jų nepriklauso.
I only belong to those persons who are crying and calling out my name.
Aš taip priklausau tik tiem, kurie verkia ir šaukia mano vardą.
Therefore, Kunti Devi, she says, I don't want this opulence. I don't want this big education and beauty.
Ir todėl Kunti Devi sako, man nereik to išsilavinimo, to turtų ir panašiai.
That's not real mercy.
Nes tai nėra tikra malonė.
She prays, Vipadarshan jutasya svatthatra tatra jagadguru bhavato darshanam yakshat apunar bhavadarshan. Give me problems.
Give me problems.
Guruji, can you pray like that? Give me problems. Do we pray like that?
I just imagine this, yeah. Prabhuji.
So do you want more? You pray for me more problems? Does anybody here pray like that? Give me more problems? My husband left me. Oh, can you give me more problems?
Vyras paliko mane. Oh, dar gali kokių problemų ieškoti.
I have no more money. They're going to take away my house. Can you give me more problems?
Jau nebeturi pinigų, ar greit atims iš manęs namą, ar dar gali ieškoti daug problemų?
We can't. Kunti Devi, she was
praying.
In English, there's a word, masochist. Masochist is a kind of crazy person.
Tas yra žodis, masochistas. Tai yra praktiškai pamišęs žmogus.
A masochist is someone who likes pain.
Tai yra toks žmogus, kuriam patinka skausmas.
They ask you, please hit me.
Yeah, ateina ir prašo, prašau, ten man.
They get some pleasure from that.
Ir iš to jie gauna malonumą.
So maybe Kunti Devi needs to go see a psychiatrist.
Ar galbūt ir Kunti Devi reikėtų pas psichiatrą.
She's become a masochist.
Gal irgi tapo masochistė. Is
that the problem?
Ar tokia jos problema?
No. She says that because when I have these problems, then I can really cry out to you.
Jis sako, kad tik tada, kai aš tas problemas patiriu, tik tada aš nuoširdžiai galiu verkti ir šaukti tave.
And when I really cry out to you, then something wonderful always happens.
Ir kai tik aš taip nuoširdžiai šaukiuos tavęs, kažkas nuostabaus kaskart įvyksta.
Because Krishna appears there.
Nes Krishna ten atsireiškia.
Either in a visible way or an invisible way he comes to us.
Ar matomu, ar nematomu būdu jis ateina pas mus.
Just like Ramachandra Dev.
Kaip kad Ramachandra Deva.
He lost his position.
Parado visą savo padėtį.
He lost his wives and children.
Ir žmonas ir vaikus.
Everyone hated him.
Visi tiesiog nekentėjo.
In such a position, crying out, Jagannath came to him.
Ir tokioje padėtyje jis verkė, Jagannath ateina.
So therefore Shiva Prabhupada says, we need to learn a small technique.
Dėl to Šila Prabhupada sako, kad turime išmokti iš tos nedidelės technikos įverti viešpačiu.
This is a very important thing and it's a very practical
thing. Tai yra labai svarbus ir kartu praktiškas dalykas.
The beginning of our spiritual life is when we find guru.
Ir mūsų dvasinio gyvenimo pradžia, tai tada, kai mes randam guru.
So how do we get guru?
Ir kaip mes guru randam, no?
I know. You go to the temple president and you ask him, Prabhuji, could you please give me a list of all the gurus?
Ar taip, praeisit pas prezidentą, aš nukai vakus sakyti, ar galit man duoti sąrašą visų gurų?
And I'd also like to see photographs of them.
Ir taip pat pridėti dar nuotrauką.
I want a very handsome guru.
Norėčiau labai gražaus guru.
And I'd like to know which one of them sings nicely too.
Taip pat, jūs duoti paslapį, kuris gražiausiai dainuoja.
He has a very good suntan, that's the best part.
Ir taip pat jis turi būti gerai idealiai.
We can do a guru like that.
Ja, taip guru nieks nesirenka.
And then, we don't get guru, we get gauru, we get a cow.
Mes tokiu atveju mes gaunam ne guru, bet gaunam gauru, tai karvę.
When you're crying to Krishna, oh Krishna, please help me, please save me. And Krishna, he'll throw you a life raft, he'll throw you a rope.
Bet tada, kai mes meldžiamės Krishna, prašau išgelbėti, bet padėk man, tada Krishna mes jums gelbėjimo vidą.
That rope is guru.
O ta vidė ir bus guru.
But when we're crying for something else, oh Krishna, give me some guru who can make me look really good.
Bet kai mes prašom kažkokį, o Krishna, duok man kokį nors guru, kuris mane kaip labai...
Best thing is, I think I'd like an Indian body guru.
Kuris man labai gerai tiktų, aš pavyzdžiui, jis gerai būtų, kad būtų indas.
And there's lots of verses.
Yes, daug posmų, aišku, žino, jis turėtų...
Then, you know, everybody will give me more respect.
Tada daugiau, kiti žmonės man daugiau pagarbos rodė.
So if we're thinking like that, then Krishna will give us something else.
Jeigu taip mes galvosim, tai Krishna mums duos kažką kitą.
Once, Ravana was worshiping Lord Shiva.
Kartą Ravana garbino viešpatį
Shiva. Lord Shiva, he's guru.
O viešpatį Shiva yra guru.
And he was worshiping Lord Shiva very nicely.
Ir jis jį garbino tą viešpatį Shiva.
He's a great devotee.
Jis didelis atsidaręs.
Meanwhile, around the same time, one day, Parvati, she came to Lord Shiva and she said, my dear husband.
Ir tam dalykui besitėsiant kartą Parvati žmona atėjo ir pasakė, brangus vyra.
I've never asked you for anything, but I have one request.
Aš niekad tavęs nieko neprašiu, bet turiu šį kartą prašymą.
Can we have a house to live in, please?
Ar galim bent jau namą padės, kur galėtume gyventi?
We have all these children now, Ganesh and Kartikeya, we have no house.
Turim tos vaikus šalaksto, Ganeshas, Kartikeya, bet namo nėra.
It's a very strange thing.
Keistas dalykas.
In India, all the mothers, they should know this, in India, Lord Shiva is considered the ideal husband.
Ir Indijoje turėtumėt moteris pasidėmėti tai, kad Shiva yra laikomas idealiu vyru.
Why?
Kodėl?
He doesn't have a job.
Jis neturi darbo.
Doesn't have any money.
Jokių pinigų iš...
No education.
Išsilavinimo ir...
Doesn't even have any clothes.
Netgi drabužių neturi.
He's called Digamba, he's going around naked.
Jis
vadinamas kaip naugas. The only house he has is underneath the tree.
O namas jo tai yra po medžiu padėti.
So finally she said, my dear husband, could we have a house?
Ir jau štai jinai taip prie, bet brangus vyra, gal galim bent namą turėti.
Lord Shiva said, yes, why not?
Ir pats jis sako, aišku, kodėl.
So he called for Vishvakarma, Vishvakarma, you make a fantastically beautiful house out of gold.
Ir jis pakvietė Vishvakarma architektą ir pasakė, padaryk nuostabų namą iš aukso.
My wife deserves it.
Mano žmona tikrai bus stipendija.
She make a golden house for your wife.
Ir norėtume padaryti tokį auksinį namą žmona.
So he made this wonderful golden house, and then they had to perform a Griha Pradesh
ceremony.
They had to do some ritualistic purification to open the house for the first time. So Parvati, she said, my dear Lord Shiva, who should we call for being the priest?
Ir Parvati paklausė vyro, ką turėtumėm pasikviesti kaip šventiką ceremoniją?
Maybe we should call Agnidev. He's very expert.
Galbūt pasikviečiam Agnidevą, jis jau patyręs toj tikrai.
Or Vayu.
Arba Vayu.
Or one of the Sapta Rishis.
Arba viena iš septynių rišių.
Lord Shiva said, none of them are very good actually.
Ir jis pačiu jau sakė, iš tikrųjų nei vienas iš jų nėra jau toks geras.
Said, I have a disciple.
Turiu vieną mokinį.
Ravana. And he's very expert.
O jis tikrai labai jau ekspert.
He's more expert at chanting mantras than all these other people.
Jis geriau kartuoja mantras negu visi kiti, kur čia tu paminėjai.
So fact, it's said like that in Ramayana. Ravana was very expert Ravana.
Ir tai iš tikrųjų faktas, Ramayana yra pasakyta, kad Ravana buvo labai geras Ravana.
So they invited Ravana to come, and Ravana, you please do the Griha Pradesh ceremony.
Ir jie pakvietė Ravana ir pasakė, o, atlik šitą ceremoniją.
So Ravana did the ceremony. And that was very nice, everything was very good, they moved in the house.
Ir Ravana atliko ceremoniją labai nuostabiai, jau galima buvo keltis namus.
And Lord Shiva said, so I have to give you some bakshis. Whenever a Brahman does something, you should give him some money.
Ir aš pati jau pasakė, nu, kadangi jau tu tai padarei, tai aš turiu tau kažką paaukoti, nes jis laikai Brahmanai atlieka ceremoniją, jis jiem aukoja.
What would you like?
Ko norėtum?
Lord Shiva said, oh Gurudev, I've been your very good disciple for a long time. Lord Shiva, excuse me, Ravana said, oh Lord Shiva, I've been your very good disciple for a long time.
Ravana pasakė, o viešpatie Shiva, aš buvau tavo geras mokinys jau ilgą laiką.
So Gurudev, what I'd like this house.
Todėl Gurudev, aš norėčiau šitą namą.
Lord Shiva is very detached.
Он же спросил об этой же идее.
Yes, why
not?
Father, he was
Well, she was, I mean, Robin was very, very happy. He took that golden palace to Lanka. And that's where he was living. So he got the mercy of his guru, right? Raise your hands. How many people here think that Robin really got the mercy of Lord Shiva?
Guruji says he got the mercy. Haribol Nandapur says he got the mercy. Anybody else say? Haribol Nandapur says he got the mercy.
There's two types of kripa, two types of mercy. Sa kapata kripa and nis kapata kripa. Mercy with cheating and mercy without cheating. Robin had the good fortune of coming in contact with a very exalted devotee of the Lord.
Ravana turėjo tokią nuostabią sėkmę, kad susitiko su tėvu viešpaties tarnavusiu.
Vaishnavanamita Shambhu, Lord Shiva, is considered the greatest devotee.
Viešpats Shiva yra laikomas pačiu didžiausiu tarnavusiu.
He has his own Vaishnava Sampradaya called the Rudra Sampradaya.
Ir turi netgi savo sampradaya, vadinamą Rudra Sampradaya.
But Ravan was cheated.
Bet Ravana vis tiek buvo apgautas.
He didn't get mercy.
Malonės negavo.
He just got a golden house. And a big headache when Lord Ramachandra came. Of course, Lord Ramachandra took care of his headache when he cut off his head. So, we should cry out to Krishna in a sincere way. And if we do that, then Krishna will send us Guru.
Ir jeigu va taip darysim, tai tik tada va Krishna mums yra atsiųs guru.
You don't have to ask the temple president for a list of all the gurus and the photos.
Nereikia jau prašyti šventyklos prezidento visų guru sąrašo, nuotraukų ir panašiai.
The system is that we cry to Krishna.
Sistema yra paprasta, reikia verkti Krishna.
Because Vaishnava Chiniti, Naideva, the Shakti, even the demigods, they can't see who's really a Vaishnava and who's not.
Nes jeigu jau net pusdėlį negali atskirti, kas yra Vaishnava, to kas ne.
You may think, I can tell who's a Vaishnava.
Gali savo galvoti, nu aš galiu gi pats pamatyti, kas
yra. Very easy.
Labai lengvai.
You just go on the internet.
Tiesiog reikia į internetą.
And read the articles.
Paskaityti straipsnį.
Oh, that person's not a Vaishnava, huh? Everybody's criticizing him.
Tas žmogus yra tikrai ne Vaishnavas, nes jau jį daug kas kritikuoja.
But you don't know.
Bet jis nežino.
What if I told you there was someone who was trying to kill Krishna?
Jeigu aš pasakyčiau, kad buvo kas nors, kas bandė nužudyti Krishna?
Did you accept him as guru?
Ar priimtumėt jį kaip guru?
What if I told you he was one of the nine Mahajans, Bhishmadeva?
O ką, aš jeigu pasakyčiau, kad vienas iš visų Mahajanų, 12 Bhishmadeva?
Bhishmadeva was a great devotee, but he fought against Krishna.
Jis buvo didis atsidavęs, bet kovojo prieš patį Krishna.
So you can't recognize who's a devotee and who's not. There's only one person who can tell you. Here we have two. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's described. At the dawn, beginning of our spiritual life, we sincerely and with complete submission and self-surrender pray to God.
Mes nuoširdžiai su pilnu atsidavimu meldžiamės Dievui.
Forgetting the protection of Sadguru.
Ir
forgetting the Guru.
Užmiršdami apie Guru.
The Supreme Lord, when he sees our sincerity and devotion,
tada aukščiausias viešpats, kai mato mūsų nuoširdumą ir atsidavimą,
he will send us a real Guru.
Tada jis mums atsiųs tikrą guru.
Otherwise it's impossible to find a real guru by your own energy.
O kitu atveju yra tiesiog neįmanoma rasti tikrą guru savo pačių jėga energija.
He says, if we guide ourselves by our own energy,
ir jis sako, jeigu mes pasitikėsim savo pačių energiją,
then we'll only find a bogus gurus.
Tada surasime tik tai apsimetėlius gurus.
The false gurus.
Netikrus.
And being caught hold of them by their temporary pleasing manners,
ir būti apgauti jų laikinų malonumą suteikiančių kažkokių savybių. Nueikime į pragarą.
So we can't complain.
Todėl negalime skųstis.
Iskon gave me a bogus guru.
Iskonas man davė blogą guru.
I got a fall down guru.
Nukrito mano guru.
I want my money back.
Noriu pinigų savo atgal.
They didn't force you. We have to cry. And those people who become bitter, oh, I had a fall down, all the gurus are bogus.
Ir tie žmonės, kurie taip tokį kartėlį pradėjo jausti, kad, o, mano guru nupolė, tai visi guru irgi prasti, netikė.
They're like a child.
Jie kaip maži vaikai.
Just like a child plays with matches when he's young.
Kaip, pavyzdžiui, vaikas žaidžia su degtukais būdamas jaunas.
And the child burns himself with the matches.
Ir jis susidegina su degtukais.
And he says, I'll never touch fire again.
Apsidegina. Ir jis tada nusprendžia, viskas daugiau ugnies neliesim.
It's a childlike attitude.
Tai tiesiog yra vaikiška nuotaika.
We have to depend on Krishna.
Turime priklausyti nuo Krishna.
Krishna's there.
Krishna yra.
We want Krishna.
Ir mes norim jo.
We want Krishna's representative.
Mes norim jo kito atstovo.
And when Krishna sees that we're really hankering, really crying intensely in our heart, then Krishna will send that person to us.
Ir kai Krishna matys, kad mes jau tikrai nuoširdžiai verkiame ir prašom jo, tada jis atsiųs.
And you'll know.
Tada jūs tiksliai žinosite.
Don't listen to your friends.
Neklausykit savo draugų.
Don't listen to your mind.
Ir protą neklausykit.
Don't look over the list given you by the temple president.
Ir nežiūrėkite tą sąrašą, kurį duosim šventyklos prezidentui.
Cry in your heart.
Verkit savo širdį.
Krishna send you guru.
Ir tada Krishna yra atsiųs guru.
This is Srila Prabhupada's teachings.
Tokia yra šios Prabhupados pamokslas.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
I wanted to ask that, like this story, when Draupadi tried to hold her sari herself and did not ask for Krishna's help, then similarly in that similar way we are sometimes trying to protect ourselves from Maya and trying to by our own some kind of meat to defend, and we do not pull it ask Krishna for help. So is it meaningful, and how to understand?
Is that chanting meaningful?
No, no, is that, for example, like we're trying, well, like follow four principles and well, external things, trying to somehow control senses and renounce something. Tegas paklausiu klausimo, kad kaip Draupadi jinai bandė savo jėgom kažkokiu tai būdu reiškia įsigelbėti tai tą savo sarį laikydama, tai ar nėra panašiai ir mes, kai bandom nuo majos reiškia įsigelbėti įvairiais būdais, ten, pavyzdžiui, laikydami keturių principų ar kažkokiais kitokiais būdais.
The Buddha is a sadhu, he already knows the answer to this question. He's just asking for the sake of all our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to make sure it was properly translated.
He
So, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he describes what is bhakti. And what is something that looks like
bhakti?
And he says that our engagements in devotional activities before we have love for Krishna, he calls that, is a technical phrase, calls it indriya vyapara.
Ir paaiškina, kad kol mes dar neturim meilės Dievui, tai mūsų atidėjimo tarnystė, kurią atliekam, yra vadinamas specialiu terminu, indriya vyapara.
Indriya vyapara means that my senses are engaged in sense objects.
Tai reiškia, kad mano juslės yra užimtos juslinių objektų.
Atā shri Krishna nāma dīnāta vidgrāyam indriya. You're not really doing bhajana.
Jie iš tikrųjų neatlieka per bhajana tikroje per žodžio prasme.
This is, it's not really bhakti. But at the same time it is
bhakti.
How is that? He gives an example of doing a fire sacrifice. Fire sacrifice is when you pour ghee in the fire and you chant the mantras ending with swaha. But before you do that, you first have to clean the area, bring the bricks, bring the firewood, bring the ghee.
Bet dar prieš tai viską darant, reikia išvalyti visą vietą, sunešti malkas, ghee ir visą kitą.
Because those activities are not actually the sacrifice.
Ir visi tie darbai, reikalingi pasiruošimui, nėra tikroji auka.
But in another sense, they are also part of the sacrifice.
Bet iš kitos pusės žiūrint, tai yra dalis aukos.
Because they lead us, they bring us to the sacrifice. So, our good fortune arises when we meet that exalted dear devotee of
Krishna.
And this is how we get bhakti. Vihan Naradiya Purana states, bhakti stu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate, that bhakti comes from association with devotees. So then how do I get association with devotees?
It's
a satsange kapite pumbi sukritai purvisanshitai, because of some previous sukriti, some previous good fortune.
Dėl praeities sukryti arba sėkmingos kažkokio tai kraičio.
What is that good fortune?
Kas yra ta sėkmė?
Jagannanda Pandit describes in his Prema Vivarta.
Jagannanda Pandit paaiškina savo Prema Vivarta.
Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nama Ema Vachha Sarajini Vivarta two things. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam.
Why these two things?
So there's a good view.
Because if you chant Krishna Nam sincerely, then the result will be you'll get
sadhusanga.
And what is the fruit of sadhusanga? If you do sadhusanga very nicely, then you'll get Krishna Nam.
Reiškia, turėkite, tai gausite Krishnos vardą.
Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam A Mata Chai. These two things are in cause and effect of each other.
Šitie du dalykai yra vienas kito priežastis ir pasekmė.
If you chant very sincerely and cry out to Krishna, then you'll get high class association.
Jeigu labai nuoširdžiai verksitės Krishna, tai tikrai gausite ir tinkamą bendriją aukštą lygą.
And if you have high class association, then you'll get a deeper understanding, a deeper relationship with your chanting of the holy name.
Ir gali tą tokią bendryją tinkamą, jūs tada gausite automatiškai ir gilesnį savo panirimą į šventą vardą.
Then what happens when you go deeper in your chanting of the holy name?
Ir kas tada atsitiks, kai dar giliau panerti į šventą vardą?
You get even deeper sadhusanga.
Tada dar gilesnės bendravimas su šventaisiais.
And what happens when you get that even deeper sadhusanga?
O kas tada bus, kai gausi tą dar gilesnį
bendravimą? Even deeper holy name.
Dar giliau į šventą vardą eiti.
So sadhusanga krishnanam e matrachai. These two are in cause and effect.
Taigi šitie du dalykai yra vienas kito priežastis ir pasekmė.
We need sadhusanga.
Mums reikalinga sadhusanga.
The way to get it is to chant Krishna Nam.
Ir kaip ją gauti, tai kartoti Krishnos Nam.
And even if we're not sincerely crying.
Ir net jeigu mes dar nuoširdžiai ir neverkim.
We have to begin somewhere.
Kažkur tai turim pradėti.
Once a devotee in Africa, he asked my revered spiritual master, Maharaj, you're saying that we should cry for Krishna.
Kartą Afrikoje vienas atsidavęs mano dvasinį mokslo paklausė. O Maharadžiui sakot, kad nu, reikia verkti Krishna.
But how can I cry for Krishna? I don't know who Krishna is.
Bet kaip aš jam galiu verkti, jeigu aš net nežinau, kas jis yra?
And my Gurumaj gave him a nice example.
Ir dvasinis mokslas davė labai nuostabų pavyzdį.
He said it's just like when you go to a funeral.
Pasakė, čia taip pat kaip lygtai nukeliausimėt į laidimo ceremoniją.
You may go to a funeral or someone died.
Kažkas mirė, jis ten nueinate.
Maybe you never met that person before.
Galbūt net to žmogus jūs niekad ir nematė.
But there at the funeral, everyone is crying.
Bet ten visi tiesiog verkia.
And in their association, you also start crying.
Ir jų bendrijos dėka ir pats pradėtų verkti.
So my Guru Maharaj said, so if we associate with people who are crying,
ir Guru Maharaj pasakė, jei bendrausim su tais žmonėm, kurie jau verkia,
we will also learn to cry.
Tada ir patys išmoksim verkti.
Why can't I cry?
Kodėl aš negaliu verkti?
Because I have so many things covering me.
Nes tiek daug dalykų mane dengia.
I'm like a person sitting in a corner of the room with six or seven blankets over my head.
Aš kaip koks žmogus sėdintis su šešiais septyniais užklotais ant savęs.
So I have to take off the blankets.
Ir todėl reikia juos nuimti.
And then I can begin to cry.
Tada jau galėsiu pradėti verkti.
How do we take off those blankets?
Ir kaip juos nuimti?
Chaito Darpana Marjanam. By chanting the holy name, it'll purify our heart.
Ir kartodami tą šventą vardą, jis atvalys mūsų širdį.
And the freest man will begin to cry.
Ir tada jau mes pradėsim.
Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Bhaktam Mam Vishne Balam Guru. When we're finished, not dhanam, not janam, not sundaram, kavitam, not jagadishakami. When we don't want anything else from Krishna.
Kai jau užbaigsim tą savo verslą, kai jau daugiau iš Krishnos nieko nebenorėsim.
That's indicated by the fourth verse of the Shikshashika. Not dhanam, not janam, not sundaram.
Ketvirtas Shikshashikas posmas apie tai kalba.
Then comes the next verse, the fifth verse, when we begin to cry.
Tik tada penktas posmas aiškina, kad pradėsime verkti.
Ainam, yatanuja, kinkaram. My dear Lord, I'm drowning in an material ocean.
Dangus viešpatie, skęstu šitame dideliam vandenyne.
Please pick me up and put me in a speck of dust that you will receive.
Prašau, padaryk mane vienu iš atomų prie tavo nuodėsinių bėgių.
So the answer to your question is, it's bhakti and it's not bhakti.
Iki atsakymas į klausimą, kad tai yra kartu ir bhakti, bet ir kartu ir ne bhakti.
Okay. Anything else, Nima?
Čia sakėt, kad jeigu mes verkiam Krishna, tai prašom jo malonės, tada jis tai tada ir verkiam, o jeigu его прошлом основании, как это было там, когда эти Кришна был основан, Кришна там был куда.
You don't want to translate your own question?
You said that we have to cry for Krishna, to ask him mercy for ourselves, and when he gives mercy, then we cry. But if we cry for somebody other, another person, does Krishna also give mercy? Or
That's but wonderful.
This person doesn't cry, but
he's really like this. My Guru Maharaj, he once told the devotees, he said, there's two secrets to the bhajan.
Yeah, my Guru Maharaj just got the pasat of Shabbos, and said, there are two parts of this bhajan.
He said, one secret is, every day you should offer some prayers to Nityananda.
Diena pas atvista, kad kiekvieną dieną turėtumėt pasiūlyti maldas Nityananda.
And the second secret is, he said, you should pray for other people.
O antra paslaptis yra tokia, kad taip pat turėtumėt melstis už kitų žmonių.
If we cry for other people, we give up our own selfishness, that's much, much more powerful.
Ir jeigu mes melstumės už kitus, verksime žmonės, tai atmetę savo naudiškumą, tai bus daug, daug galingiau.
And we shouldn't feel that, oh, why is Krishna being so mean to me? I started coming to the Hare Krishna temple, I thought that everything would go good in my life.
Ir neturime galvoti, kad to, kodėl Krishna toksai su manimi, aš čia atėjau į šventyklą, galvojau, kad viskas man klausys gerai.
But when I came to the temple, my girlfriend left me.
Bet juk atėjau į šventyklą, mano ir draugė paliko.
And my boss fired me from my job.
O šefas atleido iš darbo.
He's always chanting Hare Krishna at work.
Jis visą laiką kartojo Hare Krishna.
So how is this Krishna consciousness very bad?
Tai tu čia galim sakyti, kad Krishna sąmonė gerai, čia kaip blogai. Don't think
that.
Nelik kaip blogai.
Sometimes we have some very, very terrible things in our life.
Kartais mes patiriam kažkokį labai, labai tragiškų dalykų savo gyvenime.
Not just sometimes, all of us here. Sooner or later we have some very terrible, terrible test.
Ne tik kas kartais, bet iš tikrųjų labai dažnai praktiškai visada kiekvienas iš mūsų turėsime testą.
If we just cry for ourselves and feel sorry for ourselves, then we're not going to get any benefit from that.
Ir jeigu mes gėdėsime ir verksime tik dėl savęs, tai naudos iš to daug negausime.
But if from that terrible experience, whatever it may be, we learn to cry out to Krishna.
Bet jeigu iš tos tragiškos situacijos mes išmokstame tik verkti Krishna, tada viskas bus labai nuostabu. Gerai.
So it's very good if you cry for someone.
Tada yra iš tikrųjų labai gerai, jeigu verkia apie kažko kitą. Dar ir už mane Ar reikia verkti iš širdies? Question is that should we cry from our heart?
You can cry externally.
Galima verkti išoriškai.
Once there was a famous speaker, the Bhagavatam.
Kartą buvo vienas labai gerai žinomas Bhagavatam skaitovas.
Thousands of people were coming to hear him.
Ir tūkstančiai žmonių atvykdavo, kad klausyti.
He was a very exalted devotee.
Labai išaukštas
intelektas. As soon as he started reading the Bhagavatam and kneeling, his tears would start coming, he was crying.
Ir jam tai pradėjo skaityti Bhagavatam, ašaras tekėti pradėdavo jam.
Then one day, someone went to go to speak to him just before the Bhagavatam class.
Ir kartą kažkas prieš Bhagavatam paskaitą nuėjo su juo pakalbėti.
They found him alone in his room.
Jį rado jų vieną savo kambarį.
And he had some green chili peppers.
Ir prie žalių chili pipirų.
And he was inserting them in his nose.
Ir jie kišta kiša į savo nosį.
How do you go on under the room? You should try that. Don't cry like anything.
Ir va,
And if you cry like that, then you'll become famous. Everyone will come and give you money. All the girls will like you. But Krishna won't be impressed.
But Krishna is strong as a shaveta.
Krishna will come. You can't fool Krishna.
So my
Guru Maharaj used to say sometimes, it's not that you should cry and make a show in public. We should cry in our hearts. We should cry in our private room. And we should do that. I think honestly we all have plenty of good reason to cry.
Is
anybody here who doesn't have a good reason to cry? You put chilies. Is there anything else?
When devotee comes, neophyte devotee to Krishna consciousness, he comes with four selfish motives, like described in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. And one of those motives is he desires some wealth. So how does Krishna fix such a devotee? In what way?
Well, if you really desire wealth, then cry to Krishna.
Net jeigu iš tikrųjų trokšta dėl labai turto, tai ir jį prašyti galėti prie Krishnos.
Akama, sarva kama va, moksha kama udarini, tibrena bhakti yogina, vijeta purusham bhajan. Whatever desires we have, we should cry to Krishna.
Kad ir kokius troškimus beturėtume, vis tiek turime verkti Krishna.
But Krishna is not a fool.
Bet Krishna nėra kvailys.
Krishna promises.
Krishna bhajana.
When we come to Krishna, when we cry like that,
we ateinam prie Krishnos ir tokiu būdu verkiam jam.
Om Krishna. I want a red bicycle.
Krishna, not a raudoną dviratį.
I really want one really bad.
Tikrai noriu, jau labai man sunku.
When Krishna says, yes, yes, I'll fulfill your desire.
Tada Krishna jam pasako, nu gerai, aš tau išpildysiu troškimą.
But I'll do it in such a way you'll never ask for that again.
Bet jau taip aš jį išpildysiu, kad daugiau tu manęs nebeprašysi.
Once there was a fox.
Kartą buvo lapė.
And the fox, he liked to eat sweet grapes.
Ir jai labai patiko valgyti saldžias vynuoges.
So one day he was in a sugar cane field.
Ir kartą jinai buvo cukranendrių lauke.
And he saw, oh look, there's some very nice sugar cane fruit.
Ir jis pamatė, kad, o žiūrėkit, taigi kokia cukranendrė skani.
Sugar cane's very sweet.
Jis labai saldinė.
So sugar cane fruit must be even sweeter.
Ir jinai pamatė, kad ten ne tik cukranendrė, bet cukranendrės vaisius ir pagalvojo, čia dar saldžiau tai būtų už cukranendrę.
Now maybe you know, there's no such thing as sugar cane fruit.
Jis turbūt žino, kad tokio dalyko kaip cukranendrės vaisius apskritai jį nėra.
Actually what he saw was a hornet's nest. A bee's nest.
No, iš tikrųjų, ką jis pamatė, tai buvo širšių lizdas.
He was crying, I have to get that.
Ir jinai pradėjo...
I want that.
Pradėjo, reiškia, derštis, aš noriu paimti jį.
So he jumped very high and he bit it into his mouth.
Ir jis pašoko aukštai lapį ir kando į tą lizdą.
And he got what he wanted.
Ir gavo, ko visą.
Never asked for it. So we're like that.
Tai mes tokie patys.
And Preeti Maharaj, she's taught us in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam how to pray in Krishna.
И Preeti Maharaj, ketvirtam Bhagavata yesdei, mus pomoga kaip melstis Krishna.
Because it doesn't help. You can't trick Krishna.
Nes nepadės Krishnos apgauti neįmanoma.
You can't just come before Krishna and say, "Oh Krishna, I have no material desires. I'm a pure devotee, Krishna."
Negali prieiti prie Krishna ir sakyti, "O Krishna, aš neturiu jokių materialių troškimų. Esu tyras atsidavęs."
Just give me love for you. That's all I want.
Duok man meilę tau ir daugiau man nieko nereikia.
Krishna says, "I know he really wants a red bicycle."
Krishna sako, "Nu, aš žinau, kiek jis tau raudoną dviračių."
So Preeti Maharaj teaches us how to pray.
Preeti Maharaj is going to talk about the
Paracharitbala Itambita Swayam Tatva Mirada Sina Samaritam. My dear Lord, please give me whatever is best for me.
Mano brangus viešpatie, prašau duok man tai, kas man geriausia.
Just like a father gives whatever is best for his child.
Lygiai taip kaip tėvas duoda tai, kas geriausia savo vaikui.
So we should pray like that.
Todėl turėtumėm taip
melstis. And we may have some desires in our heart.
Ir galbūt ir turime kažkokių troškimų širdyje.
Krishna will fulfill those desires.
Ir Krishna jis išpildys juos.
But he'll do it in a way that we'll never ask him again.
Bet jis taip išpildys, kad daugiau jau neprašysim.
Once there was a guru who used to give sweets at the end of the class to all of his disciples.
Kartą buvo guru, kuris po paskaitos visiem mokiniam dalindavo saldainius.
And there was one disciple, he was a little proud because he was very learned.
Buvo vienas mokinys, šiek tiek išdidus, nes buvo gerai išsimokslinęs.
He was a very senior disciple.
Ir taip pat buvo vyresnis jau.
So one day after class he was waiting in a line.
Ir kartą jis laukė po paskaitos eilėje.
And just in front of him was a very new devotee.
O prieš jį buvo tiesiog naujas atsidavęs.
So when the new devotee went to the guru gave that new devotee a very nice sweet.
Ir kai naujas atsidavęs nuėjo prie guru, ir guru davė skanų saldumą.
Rasgula, this big.
Okay, didelė rasgula.
And the devotee was very happy.
Ir davęs aišku laimingas.
So the very senior devotee thought, yes, very good.
Ir vėlgi atsidavęs pagalvojo.
So he held his hand out.
Ir ištiesė savo ranką.
And his guru gave him a little bundi ladu.
Ir guru davė jam davė tokį vos matomą ladu.
He was looking down.
Guru
Maharaj, this is not fair.
Jis sakė, Guru Maharaj, tai nėra teisinga.
You gave him such a nice big sweet and he was giving me this tiny thing.
Jis jam davė tokį didelį saldainį, man kažkokį tai mažiuką.
His guru said, oh, you want that big sweet?
Jis guru pasakė, o ką tu nori to didelį?
Okay. So his guru gave him one of those big sweets.
His guru taip pat jam davė vieną tą didelį saldainį.
He's very happy, he ate that.
Ir jis laimingas suvalgė.
And all night long he was going to the toilet. The next morning he went to see his guru. He was very tired, he hadn't slept all night. Guru Maharaj, I shouldn't have asked for that.
Oh, Guru Devi, tikrai nereikėjo man prašyti to.
Yes, now you understand.
Hey, dabar jūs supranti.
So sometimes we ask for something and Krishna will give us what we want.
Taip mes kartais prašom kažko Krishna, jis duos mum.
But in such a way we'll never ask for it again.
Bet tokiu būdu, kad per daugiau nebeprašyti.
Okay.
Ar gerai?
Sure. Anything else?
Ar dar yra kas nors?
Okay.
Tam, kadangi buvo kalbama apie Jagannatha šventyklą, tai kažkaip norėjau paklausti, ar visada tai buvo, kad jie buvo labai griežtai draudžiama eiti, nes kažkaip neteko girdėti, kad dažnai tokių šventyklų, kaip ir nėra, kurias draudžiama eiti. Tai teko girdėti, kad tam buvo kažkoks užpuolimas, dėl ko tik tai buvo nustota leisti. So, you talk about Jagannatha temple and I heard that now there are more temples that are forbidden religions and people. So, it was always like that, that the temples were restricted, or it happened sometimes because I heard that there was an attack on the temple and then it was forbidden.
As far as we know, that policy has been there for thousands of years.
Bet jau tiek, kiek mes žinom, tai tokia politika ten vyruoja jau tūkstančius metų.
that was going on during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah, Vishnu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and these people.
Haridas Thakur couldn't go inside the temple.
Haridas Thakur couldn't enter the temple.
There is a Stala Purana, a local scripture in Jagannath Puri. It's called Niladri Mahodaya. Now Niladri Mahodaya, that's considered to be the main scripture describing the worship of Lord Jagannath.
And
we translated for the first time in English a section from that book which talks about this very subject.
Dalį tos knygos į anglų kalbą, kuri būtent kalba apie tai.
In the Niladri Mahodaya says very clearly that yavanas and malechas should not be allowed inside the temple.
Ir ten labai aiškiai yra pasakyta, kad yavanom ir malechom į šventyklą griežtai negalima leisti.
We printed this in our magazine.
Savo žurnale mes tai spausdinome.
I think you have a copy of this evening. And also some history after that.
Ir taip pat iš istorijos net prieš tai.
The actual official legal policy began with the British.
Oficialiai prasidėjo nuo Britų.
The British foreigners made a law, they made a law that foreigners are not allowed inside the temple.
Ir Britų užsieniečiai padarė tokį įstatymą, kad iš užsieniečiams negalima patekti į šimtyklą.
That's a little bit of a long story.
Tai žinoma ilga istorija.
But one interesting point is there. The Niladri Mahodaya says that yavanas and malechas should not be allowed in the temple. So devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna, they're not yavanas and malechas. They're Vaishnavas, they're exalted souls. So we can be a little sulky. Why are they not allowing us inside? But it's something which will take some time. At the time when that was written, Niladri Mahodaya, yavanas and malechas, there were no yavanas and we're yavanas and malechas by birth. But because we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're not yavanas and malechas anymore. But at the time that Niladri Mahodaya was written, there were no yavanas and malechas chanting Hare Krishna.
Bet tuo metu, kai buvo parašyta šventraštis, tai nebuvo jaunų ir malečių, kurie kartojo.
That didn't happen until the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
To nebuvo iki viešpatie Chaitanya Mahaprabhu atėjimo.
And more recently the Shiva Prabhupada.
Ir jeigu dar žiūrint neseniau, tai mes iki Shiva Prabhupada.
Shiva Prabhupada ki
jai!
Is that okay? Thank you. So anything else?
Dar kas I have heard the story or some talks that Lord Jagannath will leave the temple when three omens will happen, that when a cat will jump on the altar and some brick will fall on a Jagannath and similar things. Could you tell about it?
A lot of devotees, there's a lot of rumors going around about that story.
Yra daug tokių kalbų sklindančių apie šitą istoriją.
It's based on some history.
Jinai yra istorija paminėta.
There were five associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Orissa.
Buvo penki Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bendražygiai Orissa.
Who are collectively known as the Panchasakas.
Kurie visi kartu žinomi kaip Panchasakas.
We don't accept them as such intimate devotees.
Mes jų nepriemam kaip tokių labai intimių atsidavusių.
Because their practices were mixed.
Nes jų praktika buvo sumaišyta.
They were mixing with Ashtanga yoga and impersonalism.
Jie savo praktiką sumaišydavo su Ashtanga yoga, su impersonalizmu.
So anyway, one of those Panchasakas, his name is Achyutananda.
Jie vienas iš jų vardu Achyutananda.
And that Achyutananda was a great astrologer.
Buvo jis labai geras astrologas.
And he made some prediction like that.
Ir jis tokį vat kaip sakyt, prisėjimą padarė.
That one day some devotees, I think maybe it was from Lithuania, or maybe from Russia, they'll go to Puri and take Jagannath from the temple.
Kad diena, tai gražia diena, ar tai iš Lietuvos, ar iš Rusijos atsidarė, nueisi Jagannatą Puri ir pradėjybę pajūs.
And he's also said something about a stone falling.
Kita ten paminėta yra apie akmenį, kuris nukristė.
About 15 years ago, there was a stone that fell from the top of the temple, inside the temple.
Prieš 50 metų, taip atsitiko, akmuo nuo šventyklos viršaus nukrito.
That stone weighed about 2 tons, a huge stone.
Jis svėrė apie 2 tons.
Fortunately, no one was hurt.
Sėkmingai, kad niekas nesusižeidė.
And it was a very mysterious thing, because the engineers, they really began to examine the inside of the temple, and they couldn't find where that stone had come from.
Ir kas įdomiausia, tai inžinieriai paskui pradėjo stebėti, iš kur tas akmuo nukrito ir negalėjo rasti, tiesiog nematė iš kur.
And the Russians have come to, the Russians and Lithuanians have come to Puri.
Ir Rusija žiūrėjo atvyko į Puri.
So many times devotees, they ask us about this.
Ir dažnai atsitavė klausimus.
I don't know if Jagannath is going to come out of the temple and come to stay here and go to Chandra's temple.
Aš nežinau, ar Jagannath kai išėjus iš savo šventyklos ir ateis čionai į šitą šventyklą, pavyzdžiui.
But I'm very positive that Jagannath is entering the hearts of the devotees.
Bet aš labai pozityviai tikiu, kad jisai įeis į atsidavusį širdį.
That's what we really want.
Tai yra tai, ko iš tikrųjų mes norime.
So the other parts will come true, and maybe how it will come true, I mean.
O kita istorijos dalis panašytas, ar įsipildys, ar ne, ar kaip įsipildys, tai nežinau. Ok.
Matoji?
Sometimes we pray for some another person because we are attached to that person. So my question is that what prayer should be, what mood should be, that it would be without attachment for that person.
We may pray for someone. We may really want a red bicycle or a new job or a girlfriend or a boyfriend.
Mes galim melstis už kažką arba norėti dviračio ar draugės ar draugo ar panašiai.
So you don't have to be a pretender and a false.
Ir nereikia būti apsimetėliu arba netikru tokiu žmogum.
Don't try to deny the fact that you want those things.
Nereikia paneigti to fakto, kad norite tų dalykų.
But present yourself before Krishna.
Tiesiog reikia pristatyti save prieš Krishna.
As a young gopis did.
Kaip jaunas gopis darė.
Krishna stole the clothes.
Ir Krishna pavogė jų drabužius.
And they came before him naked.
Ir jos atėjo prieš jį nuogas.
It has a purpose.
Tai yra gili prasmė.
That when we come before Guru and Krishna, we should also come naked.
Kad kai ir mes ateinam prieš Guru ir Krishna, turime ateiti nagi.
It doesn't mean that you should give up your clothes and come to the temple naked in mind.
Tai nereiškia tiesiogiai, kad turėtume atnešinės drabužius ir iš šventyklą ateiti nagi.
Prabhuji will become very upset with me.
Prabhuji, aš žinu pasibėjom, kad neateiti.
But it means that we should be honest and be simple and not try to hide anything.
Bet tai reiškia, kad turim būti paprasti ir nuoširdūs ir neslėpti nieko.
And just come before Krishna as we are.
Jo, taip prieš Krishna tiesiog tokie, kokie esame.
And my dear Krishna, I don't know what's good for me, what's bad for me.
Brangus Krishna, aš net nesuprantu, kas man gerai, o kas man blogai.
I want to help this other person.
Noriu padėti tam kitam žmogui.
That desire is in my heart.
Ir tas troškimas mano širdyje.
If it's your desire, then you please help.
Jeigu tu taip nori, tai prašau padėti.
Just like a father knows what's best for a child.
Nes tu kaip tėvas, kaip gerai žinai, kas geriausiai vaikų.
You give me whatever's best.
Todėl ir man duok tai, kas man geriausiai.
You should pray like that.
Taip turėt net mėly.
Is that okay? But bring you close.
Bet jį, kas drabužių pakeikė. Šiandien. Dar kas nors?
So, if anybody, if anybody has these song books, please turn them in.
Jeigu kas nors turi šias dainas, tai įrašus, tai atsiųskit.
We have a hidden camera here in the room, and they're watched.
nes yra slapta kamera ir jis visus stebėjo.
We're going to inform the police.
Ir policijai bus tikrai pranešta, kad iki šiandien įsidės.
And if anybody would like a copy of our magazine, you can see Krishna.
Ir jeigu norite mūsų žurnalą įsigyti, tai pasimankykite su žmona Prabhuja.
Shiva Prabhupada Jaya! Shiva Prabhupada Jaya!